Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I don't care where you are. I don't care how you're listening. I don't care when you're listening. I'm just glad you're here. We got some good stuff for you, lined up straight ahead for you in the show. This half hour, we're going to be visiting with our good friend Pamela N. Danziger. Pam is the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need and Let Them Eat Cake. And the new book, which is coming out in a few months, which we're going to launch. This is kind of a pre-launch we're doing today, folks. Just a little bit of a teaser. We're going to officially launch her new book in the fall. But the new book is called Shopping, and she and I are going to talk about the subtitle in a minute. But Pam is a nationally recognized expert on consumer marketing and psychology and research. She's the president of Unity Marketing, and as I say, she's our good friend. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so good to be here again.
It's always good to have you back on the show, Pam, because you help us understand what's going on in between the ears of our customers.
Yeah, you bet. And it's one of the most vital pieces of information that people in businesses, large or small, need. They really need to understand the consumer. And too little attention is paid to that, I think.
So there's so much that we need to know about that little piece of real estate between the ears of our consumers, don't we?
That's right. Well, you know, and it's hard to understand because, I mean, you can talk to consumers and one minute they'll say one thing and the next minute they'll say another.
Are you saying consumers will try to trick us?
It's that people are not logical. And that's what, you know, that's why it takes a researcher like me.
Now, are we talking about men and women?
Oh, most definitely men and women are both logical.
I want to make sure we got this straight because, you know, some people might not think you're talking about them.
Oh, no.
So it's men and women are illogical.
Oh, absolutely. And
okay.
And men are equally emotional when it comes to shopping. So
what?
You can't. Oh, absolutely. They're equally emotional.
Say it ain't
they're
so,
just
Pam.
They're emotional in different ways. That's all. And,
oh, okay.
And they don't.
We're emotional. We're emotional with fewer words.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And just as emotional. But you like the shiny gadgets. You like new technology.
Don't mess with my power tools, Pam.
That's right. That's what turns men on.
Don't mess with my four barrels and my dual carbs and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Men and women are very similar when it comes to shopping. In fact, men spend more on stuff they don't need than women do based on my research. They don't shop as
I'm
often.
I may have to collaborate with you on some of this research, Pam. This research is getting a little skewed, in my opinion.
Oh, it is. I can understand.
Well, you know, but the interesting thing is nobody thinks that, I mean, each one, the men and the women, neither thinks that they are spending things that they don't need, right?
Well, you know, they're pretty aware of it. And you know, we were talking a little bit before we got on the air about this shopping on sale. And one of the more interesting things in my research with consumers is that if they can find something cheap, if they can find something at less than they would expect to pay, that gives them permission to buy. And that
right.
becomes the justifier to buy. So they
right.
don't have to necessarily need or they don't need the item, but that if they find it on sale, then that gives them a justification to buy. Like this weekend, Nordstrom's is having their big half-yearly sale, and I'm planning a big shopping trip to my local Nordstrom store. And I don't need anything, but it's gonna be fun.
Physician, heal thyself.
Right. No, I think that's probably why I can write these books.
Oh, I see.
I'm a subject.
So you
you
do research on yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm the subject too, and I bring that up in the book. I think it's important because I have a passion for shopping. I have a passion for consumers. So if I put the two things together, I can, hopefully we have a book that's very useful for what I call the Davids that are battling the retail Goliaths, because it really is written for small, independent retailers, and there's about a million of them in the country today, and all of them are really challenged. But, you know, because Walmart's got the big boxes and the senior executives and lots of people dealing with strategies, and small business owners don't really have any of that support.
That's right. And but the truth is armed with your information, armed with a little better understanding of the of what's between the ears of the of our customers, we actually have an advantage over the big box companies because we can give them a much better experience.
Yeah, well, it, there's no question about it. You know, the sort of the Achilles heel of the big companies, and you see this if you go to malls, and I know, Jim, you travel a lot like I do, because we'll go to malls all over the country, and they're the same stores in every single mall.
Well, now,
you go into those stores, and there's the same merchandise.
That's exactly,
in every
it's exactly store. Right. But now, Pam, let me clear something up. When I travel, I work. I don't shop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, your wife does. But anyway, it's just that that kind of all of that the sameness is going to really come home to haunt them.
There's no question about it
in the future, and that's where you know that's where retailers.
Now I will tell you this though, Pam. There is something to be said for consistency. I'll give you an example. You know, when I go to if I go from Moline. To Moscow. If I travel in a plane from Moline, Nebraska, I guess it is, to Moscow, and I get off the plane and I'm hungry, I'm looking for a McDonald's.
Right.
Because you know why? Because I know that that hamburger is going to taste exactly like it did in Moline, that when I just had in Moline. So I'm looking for consistency. So in some ways, and that's the reason why the big boxes are not going to go away. We're not going to run them out of business
because of what
you just said. Because we do like knowing that if you travel, for example, you're going to go to Nordstrom's. You said
all right.
In a week, if you travel to across the country. And you need a certain something that you know you can get at Nordstrom's. All you got to do is know where the Nordstrom's is in that town. You're going to walk right up to the exact counter and you pick it up, and it's like you're at home. So that kind of thing is the reason the big box companies are going to be fine. But what we have to understand as small business owners, Pam, it seems to me, is that's not everything that our consumers want.
Exactly.
Well, they want other experiences, don't they?
Exactly. Well, in my research, what I separate is the difference between shopping for necessities versus shopping recreationally,
right.
Which is shopping for fun.
Right.
And, you know, necessity shopping, the Walmarts and the Targets and the Kmarts, and we can go all down the list, all of them provide that kind of necessities shopping experience that people want, which is they know where things are, they can get in and out fast, they can have a, you know, assurance that they're getting a good value.
Can I add a level of to your shopping for fun and for recreation? Some people may shop for recreation, but there are also those people out there who, when they shop, they want it to be all about them. And that's where small business owners shine. And we're going to get Pam to address that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Pam Danziger. Her new book is called Shopping. You don't know. Welcome back. It's 23 after. A little studio game for you there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and lots of things there for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Thousands of archives, over 5,000 archives, over I don't know how many thousand of articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written, and lots of books that you can find there that are right on point with what you are trying to do in your small business. There's something there for everything that you, just about everything, I would think, that you might be dealing with in your small business. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes out every Sunday afternoon by email. And we have our blog, which we update Monday through Friday, and you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you. Pam Danziger is our guest. She's all over our website. Lots of archives of past interviews that she and I have done on the show, and you can find her very well represented there. But I'm sure she also has her own location in cyberspace. Pam, give us your website, please.
Yeah, it's www.unitymarketingonline.com, and that's where my research data lives. And then I have another website, which is where my books live and more on a personal level for small business owners, which is www.whypeoplebuy.com.
So there's whypeoplebuy.com.
Yeah.
And now you also have your own newsletter, too, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. We send out out a lot of information, and but I think of my books mainly as the ones best for small businesses.
Can I get stuff from you guys?
Oh yeah, yeah. I do a lot of press releases, and I'm going to be sending out another one on a new study we have on gift buying, because that's an important motivator to send people to the stores. It's going out and buying a gift. So
when we went to the break, I was talking about you've talked about price, and you've talked about we've talked about consistency, how the big companies have an advantage because if we know what Nordstrom's looks like in one city, we kind of know where to go for exactly what we need in the next city. But a lot of what I want as a consumer is I want it to be all about me, meaning that I want my tire guy to know exactly what kind of tires I want. I want my dry cleaners to know just how I want my shirts. And, I want my, whatever it might be, I want them to know what I like, how to save me time, and what can they do to make me, be afraid to go anywhere else because I don't want to miss that experience. That's also an emotional thing that we want, isn't it, Pam?
Well, that's really what the definition of customer service is. It's really being concerned. I mean, putting yourself at the back. I mean, you're a retailer and you want to sell stuff, and you want to make money, but you really have to put the consumer first and put their needs first because it's a service business. Mm-hmm. It's really not about selling products or things. It's about selling services. And when you talk about Nordstrom's as a place to go for things you need, I mean, that's not what Nordstrom's is. What I get consistently at Nordstrom's is that service. Mm-hmm. I can go into any dress shop or any dress department in any Nordstrom's all across the country, and, I'll have someone there who will help me and service me. And that's what people really want. When I look at retail, I think there's two professions I think are the hardest professions in the world. Number one is nursing, and number two is retailing, because you're meeting people. I think it's very similar. You're meeting people at a point of need, and they're not usually at their best, and you have to kind of, you have to cajole them along and service them. But it really is a function of that customer service, and that's what people want, and that's part of the emotion in this whole shopping equation that makes you feel special and makes you feel good.
Well, and we also like repetition. We like consistency and repetition, and I'll give you an example. The big companies have that consistency and repetition. The hamburger tastes the same in one place or the other. The pantyhose are in the same place in all the Nordstrom's, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'll tell you something. Lousy service. The service is lousy.
At Nordstrom's?
You got a snarling clerk who's just had an argument with her boyfriend, and she's still talking on the cell phone,
exactly.
By the way.
But the consistency we want from small companies, that our customers want from us as small businesses, is the consistency of remembering who they are.
Yes,
remembering
absolutely.
What they want and
exactly.
How they want it. And that's more compelling to me, Pam, than knowing how to find the pantyhose.
Right. Oh, absolutely. It's so critical. And in my book they're the heroes of my book, the retailers that I interview in the book. And I tell stories about 15 retailers, and I do have some big ones, but I have the small ones are the ones that are really on fire. And they have got good ideas for retailers. It doesn't matter what business you're in. In fact, we had a very in-depth interview with Manny, who runs a florist shop down in Charleston, South Carolina, called Tiger Lily. And he wins all kinds of awards for the best flowers in the whole state. Well, who did he learn? Because he didn't know anything about running a retail store before he and his wife opened Tiger Lily. Who he learned from was the tire store down the street and the dry cleaner and the restaurants.
Right.
He looked to them as being examples of, really superb service businesses, and he learned from that. And he has had a tremendously successful specialty retail. So learning ideas from Manny is going to be incredibly helpful for retailers, no matter what they're selling, or even if they're not even in retail.
I'm looking forward to some more little teases about your book before we actually launch the thing this fall. The book is called Shopping. You can't buy it yet, folks. All you can do is just want it. Right now, all you can do is want it. But you'll be able to buy it in the fall. But you can buy why people buy things they don't need, and Let Them Eat Cake by Pam Danziger. Pam, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Tim. Enjoyed it.
Hope you'll come back again real soon.
Will do.
Thanks. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, and I will be too, right after these messages, with my friend and your new friend, Rob Cowie. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.